This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster here to spend an hour with you talking about the issues that affect farmers, the issues that affect our food supply. I connect the food, farm, and family business on a website, foodfarmfamily.com. That becomes part of our daily discussion on our weekday program, The Good Day Show. So if you want to catch that, easy to do, gooddayshow.com. American Family Farmer is available as a podcast and as a complete show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This program is a matter of sort of a public service, something that I feel very strongly about. All these issues I'm very connected to, and I want to have the ability to help all of the people who are basically in the same situation I am. The whole business about, I'm in the radio business, and 95% of it is controlled by three or four companies, and in the agriculture department, same thing. In terms of our agri, it may be that 94% of the farms are owned by family farmers, but you know who you have to sell your grains to, who you sell your beef to, your livestock to, how it gets processed. There are four or five companies that do it, and they control the prices, and you know it, and I know it. So we're here aiming our sights at trying to work around that, figure out ways that you can become successful or more successful by doing things that other people are doing. When I bring you a guest on the air, it's usually someone who is connected to a farm or a program that keeps us on the straight and narrow, if you will, keeps helping you out. Want to welcome KELY, 1230 AM, ahead of the American Family Farmer to their lineup there every Saturday afternoon. Help yourself to the information, to the situations that present themselves, and the solutions to problems that affect farmers in your area. The news, the first part of our program, we go to Vermont. Actually, I was in Vermont last weekend. I've been in New York and Vermont the last couple of weekends picking up or selling or dropping off farm equipment. And as I went through Vermont last Saturday afternoon, wow, what devastation from those floods. I saw as I went up and down the White River, the low-lying cornfields wiped out, just mud. And so I look at one Vermont farmer that has had for quite a long time a vegetable farm in Burlington or near Burlington, just outside Burlington. And following this worst flooding the state has seen for the past 15 years or so, I guess our hearts go out to Eric Seitz, who has co-owned Pitchfork Farm for 18 years. The farm grows and locally delivers a lot of organic produce this time of year, radishes and carrots and onions and greens and that sort of thing. Actually, they have a greenhouse, and so they're able to operate year-round. But water from this rainfall last night, it drowned, wiped out his fields. So he's lost $500,000 in crop sales. So he can't sell the crops. Certainly he can't go to the field and have people go pick them because there's nothing left to pick. He says he's not sure whether there's time to plant anything else. Certainly some of these crops you can get two plantings in a season. So he's been moving around his farms. But to this point, he's had to use a canoe to move around the fields. So what kind of a bizarre reality is this? A whole year's worth of work so far completely washed away. And he said the farm was in great shape until the rain came. And now all of his peppers and even winter squash and the greens and stuff are dead, or they're dying because they're covered up by the mud. They're certainly unsellable. This is the story all around Vermont. I traveled up and down Barrie, Montpelier, Huntington, Richmond, Vermont, Randolph, Vermont, and it was the same in every field that I saw that was close to the water. This silty clay that has dropped in on the vegetables, the corn for the dairy people, same thing, same kind of sludge is there. So we'll wish these folks at Pitchfork Farm well, but it is a story that is repeated in Vermont over and over again the last month or so, the place ravaged by flooding. I was on my way up to pick up a new bale wrapper, and the GPS took me on a dirt road. It was 3 miles to get around a road that's washed out, and this dirt road, the road itself was, the main road was washed out, and this dirt road was washed out, and I got a 36-foot trailer. I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? But I managed to get around. Speaking of water and wetlands, there's a decision that's been made by the Supreme Court that if you haven't heard about it or it hasn't been analyzed for you, let's get to that in a matter of moments here. The news portion of the American Family Farmer this week brought to you by the folks at 541 Travels. 541 Travel, working with me in my various broadcasting suits to offer you 2 free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is dial up 800-419-3684. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And maybe you'll decide you want to stay a couple of extra. Maybe you get 2 free nights. Maybe you want 2 other nights. They'll make a deal. It's quite the interesting opportunity, and that's what I call it, an opportunity. Very easy. Be one of the first 10 callers now. 800-419-3684. There's no contest here, really. It's just you call that number, and you're in the first 10, you're in the queue, you'll hit the jackpot with this deal. Indulge in a wonderful vacation, some time off, whether you like to eat at the buffets, whether you like to gamble, whether you like just to have the shows. It's very easy to win this, to be involved in it, frankly. You got 2 free nights in Las Vegas if you're the right caller right now in the first 10. 800-419-3684. Enjoy. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We'll be right back.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus now on this decision that will narrow the federal protections of wetlands. This is good news, I thought, from the Supreme Court. They focused in on the 1972 Clean Water Law, and they said it applies only to marshy areas with a continuous surface connection to streams, oceans, rivers, or lakes. You'll remember I've said this, if I've said it once 100 times, during the Obama era, and then as Biden became president, went back to the same ridiculous ruling. Some guy from the EPA comes onto your farm and sees a pothole with water, and that's a waterway. We have to regulate that. Well, enough people got annoyed with this ridiculous foolishness, so it got all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no. Nope. Unless it's connected to a body of water, a stream, a lake, a river, then it isn't a body of water. Period. End of story. This is the case from a couple that were blocked from building a home in Idaho. My perspective, as usual, I'm as much of an environmentalist as I am. I'm proud of my conservation streak and what my pursuits have been and how I've been successful in saving land and wildlife and stuff. But as we all know, a lot of these environmental groups and wildlife groups are out of control. So the first thing they say is that the ruling will make millions of acres of wetlands subject to pollution and jeopardize drinking water. You know what nonsense that is? That's an affront. It's insulting to have these people say that a puddle in your driveway is going to ruin the planet and pollute drinking water supplies. It's asinine. But the Biden administration does that stuff. The American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union joined a lot of groups in suing the EPA to overturn this version, this interpretation of the water authority, if you will. Biden said it would take the country back. Why am I focusing on what he says? No, who cares? The decision maker is the Supreme Court, and the people who voted for it are aware of the consequences. It wasn't this way before this rule went into effect, or this interpretation, and there isn't any debate. The key statutory term is adjacent, and the adjacent wetlands is what they made the decision on, rather than adjoining wetlands. The majority opinion was written by Justice Alito. The court rejected the argument from the administration that adjacent extended federal jurisdiction to nearby lands. The waters of the United States are streams, oceans, rivers, and lakes. That's it. A permanent body of water. You can tell by listening to the tone of my voice how vexed I was at all of this stuff, because the government, just especially these guys, they just continue to reach and take and manipulate and do things that are not in the best interests of the farming public. So, and not in the interest of the general public, frankly. You make it so difficult. Farmers have it difficult enough. One of the things that I talk about all the time, this is not my opinion section, but I think this is sort of the truth of the matter. We have so much government and so many people coming after the way we do things. And frankly, in some circumstances, like some of the animal rights groups, even though they go too far, they've been right about the treatment and the care of younger animals, calves and pigs and sheep and that sort of thing. But they keep going, and it goes too far. And so there was a decision of the Supreme Court about that to clarify what's proper. And in this circumstance, we've clarified what's proper. And you can listen to all the BS, all the gas you want, all of the innuendo and inference from people who are supposedly environmentalists that are going to say this will ruin the world. The world wasn't ruined before this interpretation came in, and it will not be ruined with the new interpretation. That certainly is the way to look at it from my perspective, and hopefully from yours as well. Doug Steffen here. We'll meet Steve Roach in a few moments on this week's American Family Farm.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Steve Roach, who's the Safe and Health Food Program Director and Senior Analyst for Keep Antibiotics Working. So that's interesting. In an age when antibiotics are poo-pooed, there are a lot of people who say we overuse antibiotics. Steve, how did you get into this focus? And let's find out what the bottom line is, what the story really is from your perspective.
Thanks, Doug. So, I'm Steve Roach, and I'm the Safe and Healthy Food Program Director at Food Animal Concerns Trust, and we're a member of the Keep Antibiotics Working Coalition. So Keep Antibiotics Working is a coalition.
What is that group? Yeah, let's talk about that group first. What is it that they do? Because there are a lot of people, you know, you see in the ads, no antibiotics ever used in our animals, et cetera, et cetera. That's misleading, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. So Keep Antibiotics Working is a organization that kind of looks at the use of antibiotics in food animals. And so what we've tried to do is look at where they're being overused and develop policies to look at reducing overuse of antibiotics in food animals. So where there's about 20 organizations in Keep Antibiotics at this time, and we've been working on the issue since about 2001. And most of our focus is looking at the Food and Drug Administration. So.
Well, let's talk a minute about the whole idea of vaccines, if you will. Things that are aimed at trying to get rid of some of these super bugs, and will relate to, or maybe we can equate to a point, you'll tell me if I'm wrong with this analogy, the COVID thing and us being attacked by this super bug. There are a lot of bugs I know from having been around cows all of my life, that there are some things that get into the cattle that are deadly. I don't hold with using antibiotics just willy-nilly. However, if I have a sick cow and there seems to be no other way of taking care of the cow, then I will use antibiotics. Don't like it, but I'd rather do that than lose the animal. So am I considered a moderate? Do I fit in with your program of keeping these antibiotics working but doing it intelligently?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we've never argued for not using antibiotics. My organization, the other program that I don't work in, works with small farmers and small diversified farmers and trying to help them. So we give grants to small farmers, and we also have a mentorship program and webinars and a whole bunch of things. And so, but our, the focus of our organization is on the humane treatment of animals. So yeah, we think that, if your animals is sick, you actually have an obligation to treat them, not,
you know,
you shouldn't withhold it so you can get a raise without antibiotics claim. What we're mainly concerned about is like on the kind of the really big operations where antibiotic use has become what you do every time you wean your pigs, you'll put antibiotics in the feed. You're not waiting until disease.
But let's call it what it is. The factory farms that raise huge amounts of pork and beef, they use it as a matter of course. I know that when I have a new fresh calf born on the farm, I give it an inhaler, and then we use electrolytes and things that will stimulate, if you will, the protective lining of their stomachs so that they are going to be healthy, but we don't go around giving them shots just to give them shots. I think there are a lot of different ways of interpreting what the right thing to do is. And so this conversation will act as guidance, perhaps, from a program that you may not have known existed. Steve Roach, who's here from the Food Animal Concerns Trust, as we talk about antibiotics and animals. Stay tuned. More coming up here on this week's American Family Farming.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is suspending funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. That's according to a memo from the Department of Health and Human Services that said the institute likely failed to comply with safety protocols and did not provide U.S. agencies with requested documents. The Chinese facility is at the center of a theory that COVID-19 leaked from the lab in late 2019, triggering the global pandemic. The U.S. intelligence community has yet to reach a conclusion on how the virus emerged since China stopped all countries from doing an investigation at the Chinese location. A single winning ticket in the billion-dollar Powerball lottery has been sold in Los Angeles, California. The lucky winner or winners can choose between $1 billion in annuity payments or go for the lump sum payment of $516 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour, second half hour of our visit this week on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the Safe and Healthy Food Program Director from Food Animal Concerns Trust. His name is Steve Roach. He obviously has a background. Are you a farm kid, Steve? Are you around animals all your life?
No, actually, my father was one that was raised on a farm, so my generation, we had already moved to town. Though in my early 20s, I actually went and worked on a dairy farm and worked on quite a few farms for a while because I was really interested in agriculture. And that's kind of how I ended up getting the job that I did with Food Animal Concerns Trust, because I had done that work while not raised on a farm, but I had then gone out and found work on a dairy and some other, spent a lot of time actually picking vegetables too. So
under the circumstances, understanding the difference between family farms, even though, as an example, the average, I was talking about being in Vermont and New York last couple of weekends doing some farm stuff. The average dairy farm in Vermont has 330 cows. The average dairy farm in New York State, a little closer to 400. This is a whole lot bigger. When I grew up on the farm, we milked, I think, 14 or 16 Guernseys. I matriculated over the years to Jerseys, and the most cow, the most, let's see, I had three, well, at one time I had about 500 cows. I was milking 150 or so, was raising some yearling heifers for other farmers in Massachusetts and New York and Pennsylvania. But I've never found that I needed the industrial strength antibiotics that are being used by the factory farms. And I think that's what we're trying to bring to folks who are listening that are confused by what happens not only with dairy but with beef animals as well. There is so much stuff around now that the animals are finding gets into their bodies, and you know they can be very destructive. But the other side of it is, if you're just using a lot of drugs, sometimes the residue can be as dangerous. And frankly, as we found with the more recent COVID stuff, the first vaccines don't work because everything changes. Is that much of, how much of a problem is that in this overall view here, Steve?
Basically, the way we're raising, or the way you raise animals on a factory farm, makes them get sick. So you either, you know, you put cattle, you're giving them diets, you're not letting them eat grass, you're giving them like corn and soybean diets, and that's, you know, not good for their gut, and so they have to put antibiotics in the feed for that. Right. Or the baby pigs, you know, you wean them at 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and they, you know, their guts, again, their guts aren't ready for it, and then you put them in a crowded barn and they get sick. So we give them antibiotics. Or the factory farm gives them antibiotics.
Right.
And what that means is you have resistant bacteria. And then when those bacteria contaminate the meat or your workers in those facilities, they'll get, you know, they're in contact with the feces all the time from the animal. So they could get sick or carry it back to their family. And then when we try to treat those illnesses that are caused by this, either from the food you ate, you didn't cook it quite right,
right,
or you cross-contaminated yourself, then we can't treat it. And that's what we're really concerned about. It makes it really much more difficult to treat. You know, one of the estimates we've seen is 162,000 people in the U.S. die from resistant infections each year. And that's not, all of it's not coming from the animal side, but we are using about twice as much, almost twice as much antibiotics in kind of industrial meat production as we use to treat sick people.
So how much of this change now, we have seen in the last couple of months a new regulation go into effect which doesn't allow us, and I say us, the average dairy farmer or beef producer or pork producer, to go to the local parlor and buy penicillin or the other things that are used, LA-200. We use that a lot for various things that bother cows. And so this has been brought about by the abuse that I think you're talking about, but the vets can still prescribe. It's probably with some of these huge factory farms that have 20, 30,000 cows, they probably have a full-time vet on staff that's analyzing whatever bugs there are. You just said it right. They're all in feedlots. They're all, I mean, I bring this, this one is the worst that I've ever seen. As you're traveling on Interstate 10 into El Paso, about 5 miles outside of town, there's this huge, huge operation, 25 or more thousand cows in these four big barns that are all feedlots, and I'm about to use the S word, the manure is piled up to above their feet, and it supposedly gets cleaned out every day, and you can smell the manure from miles away. But if they're standing in this stuff, if they're around it, it gets close to their feet, of course they're going to get the bugs that are in the manure into their bodies. So that's why these guys argue that they have to have the ability to shoot them up with all these vaccines to protect them. It's their own, it's the people operating the farm's own fault. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I agree. The way they raise on those big facilities is just guaranteed to make you get a lot of sick animals. And I think that's That's why we're kind of trying to push the farming system in the U.S. kind of into looking with, more small, localized, cattle should be on pasture.
Right.
And once you get to a big size, you can't do that. And that makes them sick. And we address that sickness with antibiotics, which then makes us sick and makes it, much harder for us to treat diseases.
Some of the farmers that I was on a farm up in Vermont, it was right on the Massachusetts New York border. They have about 1,000 Jerseys. They're milking about 500. They run three times a day. They're not using a lot of people now are going to using robots, but they're not. And they have a staff that the milking parlor works 24 hours a day. But I looked at the health of the animals. I'm watching their bags and looking at their feet. And things like that, and they were well taken care of. They do have feedlots, but they have an automatic cleaner, plus they have somebody whose full-time job it is to keep the manure out from underneath the cows. So it can be done, it is being done, but the factory farms who only get an average of 2 or 3 lactations out of a cow, and then they just kill them, those are the people to be held accountable, it seems to me, for this mess that we've gotten ourselves into. Hold on a second, Steve. We continue our conversation in a matter of a moment. Steve Roach is here from the Food Animal Concern Trust. We're talking about the facts regarding using antibiotics responsibly. Let's talk about you losing weight responsibly, shall we? Every week I bring you this message to remind you of the strength of the value of Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, when it comes to being safe. Wow. Stimulant-free, drug-free. It's been tested. There have been case studies done. There have been people who have followed folks from the beginning to the end of their involvement, if you will, their treatment. These folks are so thankful because they're able to say that they lost the weight and they're keeping it off under the guidance of the folks at Calotrin. Because you can go to their website, toploss.com. You can engage a fitness instructor, or maybe counselor, I guess they call them counselors, and have conversations on the phone. You can have chats online to get advice on how to be successful. They want you to be successful. That's it. Be successful. Join the group of people who have used Calotrin for years. The number one healthy choice for healthy weight loss is Calotrin. So go to toploss.com. When you order, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. You get free shipping, and you also will get the best deal that they have to help support you being successful in your weight loss trial. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calotrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calotrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calotrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calotrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. We'll be right back. Back again to finish our conversation with Steve Roach. Very informative, very interesting. I didn't even know this organization existed until my producer said, hey, let's talk to this fellow from the Food Animal Concern Trust. The facts are here that we do need to use antibiotics. It can be done in an important, in a supportive way, if you will, intelligent way. So how much of the government is actually interfering with doing this the right way, would you say, Steve?
Yeah, I think I want to go back to sort of what you said about that concern about now we're not letting guys go buy a bottle of antibiotics. And I think it's better if you have access to a vet. And that's what that's requiring. But I think what that really misses the point, that's looking at like 1 or 2% of all the antibiotics used. What FDA hasn't done is said, hey, you giant guys that are using these antibiotics to prevent disease, you're not taking care of your animals properly. You shouldn't be using antibiotics that way. And that's kind of where it's really frustrating with us, because we're kind of looking at this very small amount of use, but FDA is allowing really widespread, you know, kind of uncontrolled use on the factory farms.
Yeah, but you see, the FDA,
really what that's
what they do. The FDA isn't there to protect you. The FDA, look at all of the drugs that they approve that turn out to be bad. Somebody's got to be the watchdog, no question. Question about that, but more often than not, it's the people, the bureaucrats who are influenced by the politicians, who are influenced by campaign contributions from big donors. That's who they listen to, and the big donors, these big companies that, you know, have everything to lose and nothing to gain by stopping using the antibiotics the way we're talking about it. So we're looking for people who are conscious, looking for people who want to do it the right way. And I suppose somebody could argue with us, Steve, that the right way is the way to make money. It's tough enough to make money on the farm, and sometimes it's hard to argue that point. But for heaven's sakes, when you look at how abusive the use of these drugs are, you got to be thinking there's something better. Got to be something better.
Yeah, so what we really advocate for is people to find a local farmer, and you can get to know how they raise their animals. You can see whether their animals are able to go outside, how big is the facility. And then those guys, you know, we work with thousands of farmers like that across the country, and they're generally not abusing antibiotics. They'll use antibiotics to treat their sick animals,
sure,
but they don't have to use them routinely putting them in their feed. And I think that's what we really encourage people to look for. You know, your only option if you're primarily buying from the grocery store is looking at things with raised without antibiotics labels.
And that's deceptive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look at the Purdue situation. They just changed. They have to take no antibiotics ever used on our animals off their advertising because it's just not true. And that's the case. There's the largest of all of the chicken manufacturers. You notice I didn't say growers. The growers are the farmers that they hire contract with to raise the chickens that they process and sell. And so they can dictate to the farmers that are growing their chickens, you know, what to do and how to do it. But they have, investigators have found that a lot of these farmers are using antibiotics so the chickens can survive. So it's the same with chickens as it is with pork, as it is with beef, as it is with dairy. And so in this circumstance, you, Steve Roach, and your organization, the Food Animal Concerns Trust, focusing on reducing the risks for those of us who are eating these products. One of the best ways of doing it is to cook it through and through, I suppose, as much as anything else. But pay attention. There's a website, right, Steve? What's your website where people can go?
It's just foodanimalconcerns.org.
Okay. Foodanimalconcerns.org. Steve Roach here helping us to get through the weeds into all of the real story of responsible antibiotic use and stewardship. Thank you, Steve, for being here this week on The American Family Farmer.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Program, but this is the American Family Farmer, which is an adjunct to the Good Day program aimed at helping farmers, small family farmers, and the families and the connection that we all have to the food that's being grown on our family farms, trying to keep them going as much as anything else. I was interested in talking about the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commission, people that get in the way of us, the mismanagement, maybe that's the best word for it. In my word choice, it is government mismanagement that gets us to the point of staff allowing the sorts of things, the almost aggressive teaching that goes on in some of the ag schools about antibiotics. Remember who pays for these various chairs, the professors who follow a certain point of view and teach a certain way. Many of those chairs are endowed by the companies that are, in essence, your enemy. Monsanto, you know, they'll give a school a couple hundred thousand dollars to have a professor. Yeah, that pays that's why they call it an endowed chair, because they use the money to find people who will teach things the way Monsanto wants them taught. That's what those grants are all about. That's what those chairs are all about. And so it's almost like swimming upstream. You can't, and as I was listening to Steve Roach, I was thinking about the people in the Trump administration, whether it's the Federal Trade Commission, whether it was the Food and Drug Administration, whether it was the Department of Agriculture led by Sonny Perdue, it was all a disaster. And then it got worse, if anything, when Biden became president. Things went downhill even more. Trump didn't know anything. He's a New Yorker. He eats hamburgers. What does he know about agriculture? So he gets probably the worst person he could find, Sonny Perdue, to be the director of the Department of Ag. And you look around and what's his face? Velsic, the former governor of Iowa, is not much better. He's a little better, but not much. But it's the problems are compounded by people in the Biden administration are these dreamers. As I mentioned early in the program, the news story about the Supreme Court defining what waterways are with some common sense. Now, the whole business about using drugs on your animals, common sense again, which, you know, we don't much get because the people running the government, the bureaucrats, are people who've had no practical experience. There are very few people that actually come from the farm who have experienced the things that they're regulating. And so it's not a good day, frankly. There are lots of obstacles, I find it difficult to always feel optimistic because working on the farm caused a lot of real frustration. You know, maybe it's not about placing the blame, it's about fixing the problem. And so let's talk about something that is a problem right now, the drought in certain parts of our country. The crops are suffering. Why is it, though, that with crops not doing well, but weeds do? Why is it that weeds are such survivors? So corn, soybeans, fruits and vegetables all stunted in certain parts of the country, yellowed, in fact, from the drought. But the weeds, like Russian thistle, a lot of other thistle for that matter, seem to thrive. I recall talking to an older farmer a number of years ago who told me that in the droughts of the 30s, most farmers hayed Russian thistle early in the spring because that was the only thing that they could grow. The cattle didn't like it necessarily, but it was better than being hungry. And so that's how it got started, and then it spread in the hay and the manure and all that other stuff. So it's all over the place now. And I think under the circumstances, we need to be smarter about what it is. I've just discovered, and I wish I had it right in front of me here. I have my iPhone. There's a new weed product that's sort of organic and natural. I'm going to reseed about 35 acres of hay in the next month or so. And I'm going to use this product because it kills the weeds. We all know when you plant, you don't get barley or something that'll grow fast like clover. The weeds can come up and just choke everything out. So look around. I forget the name of the product, but I know it's there. It's a weed and feed that's all natural that I'm going to use. And so anyway, that's a good way of thinking about weeds, so that's the way to get rid of them. Always thinking about something, hopefully, that will benefit you. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. Please join us every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.